Wonderful. Thank you. Hallelujah. Well, good to be saved. He told me to turn this thing on. I put it on mute. Amen. Is that it? I'm on? All right. Thank God. I hope I am on. Amen. Hallelujah. It is good to be here. Thank God for the blessings of God. Thank God for the opportunity to be a part of the marathon. And Amy raising finances for WSOF. It's in my blood. God got them my blood years ago in the 81. Hallelujah. In the 81. And thank God. I've been stating that all down through the years. And I praise the Lord for that. Amen. Well, the work, that gave me a little work on the work. God, I thank God for what the Lord's doing. We have 10 faithful people that we can count on most every service. They're there unless sickness hinders them. And also, we're just most services, I have lost folks come in by. I stop by. All folks who are not part of the church one stops in. Sometimes the family, whole family. And several families has been by while we've been there. And so thank God for that privilege. Appreciate. Thank God for the support y'all help us with each month. Thank God. And that's certainly a blessing. And we certainly thank God for it. Amen. And thank God for you being faithful in the support of helping us and staying by us. We've had a lot of trials financially since we went to Oklahoma. But God is helping us. And we thank God for it. Amen. And He's not let us go without food and not let us go without gas to travel on. Takes about an around trip. It'll run around anywhere between 80 to 100 gallons of gas. Amen. Round trip. 14 hour trip one way. And so, but God meets the need, plus the other breaking down problems we've had. But anyhow, hallelujah. But anyway, amen. If my brother Shepherd bears out, if I had a Ford, it wouldn't break down that much. But I don't know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. But amen. But anyway, thank God for the blessings of God. I told him when he come to here to pastor here, I didn't know but one thing. Me and him had a disagreement zone. I wasn't expecting any time him to get right about it. And that's when he started driving a Chevrolet. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But anyway, amen. Thank God. So thank you so much. Amen. For standing with us and the privilege we have to be here and how we thank God for that. Amen. All right. I'll try to bring the thoughts on my heart for this service God gave me through the evening and the night. Morning, this morning. Amen. Open your Bibles to Acts chapter number 8. Acts chapter number 8. Amen. 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 Acts chapter number 8. Well, we'll begin reading in verses number 6 to 26. Verse number 26. Talking about a man by the name of Philip. And the work God had told him to do, of course, back Philip was down in Samaria having a big revival. God blessed him down there, many souls getting saved. And then, of course, then he came on back to Jerusalem. And, of course, and then God spoke to him, told him, go down to the desert. Amen. There's a work down there to be done. Amen. And so, he says, so verse number 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And most of the time, it is desert where God sends somebody because they need the truth. They need the word of God. Hallelujah. And a lost man is in desert. He's a wandering around and he needs God. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia had an eunuch of the great authority of the Chaldean, a queen of Ethiopia who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. I want to preach to you a few minutes. I'm going to finish reading in a minute, but I want to preach to you on this thought for a few minutes. Is your worship real? Is your worship real this morning? Amen. Is your worship real? Amen. Because he came to Jerusalem to worship and was to returning and sitting in his chariot and reading Isaiah the prophet. And then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to his chariot. Amen. And Philip ran thither. Now, if that had been some of these super soul winners, they'd have got all the camel drivers and everybody else running around. They'd have missed this Ethiopian eunuch. They'd gave them all of them tracks and claimed to get perfections out of them and come back and say, we had so many saved. But they missed the Ethiopian eunuch. Amen. The one God sent for. God, I believe God deals with the hearts of people before and then sends the gospel to them. Amen. And sends a preacher. They have to have a preacher. And the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself with his chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read. And the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? How shall I preach without a preacher? And how shall I preach without they be sent? Amen. Amen. God uses preaching of the word of God. Yes, sir. Amen. And Paul said in chapter number 1 of Corinthians, by the foolishness of preaching, people are saved. Right. Preaching of the cross, people are saved. And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scriptures which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter and a lamb dumb before his shears. So he opened he not his mouth. And his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? His life was taken from him, from the earth. And the eunuch answered and Philip and said, I pray thee, whom spake the prophet, this or of himself or some other man? And Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scriptures preach unto him Jesus. Amen. Begin at the same scriptures and preach unto him Jesus. Is your worship real? Is your worship real according to Jesus? Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as I come to thee, I thank you for your grace, your love, and your mercy. I pray in Jesus' name now, oh God, I need thee. Heavenly Father, you know where you I need thee. You know how helpless and hopeless I am. And without you, Lord, I could do nothing. And I could say nothing unless you anointed and filled with your power. And I pray that you'll do that this morning. Thank you for all the people who come out in the cold here this morning. And Lord, in the ice and snow. And got here at this house of God. Thank you for the faithful people of God. That's true and faithful, Lord. And we'll thank you. Thank you for the visitors today. Be with them. And help us now. I need thee, oh God. If I've ever needed help from heaven, I need you this morning. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy name we pray and ask it. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Well, Philip here, amen, brother friend, this really is the greatest example of a true person getting saved. And you could break this down now. I mean, I could preach this whole scripture here and last a whole message about it and several messages out of it. Amen. But I'm just dealing with one thought here this morning. Amen. I hope it'll bring the message that God wants somebody to hear today. Is your worship real? We notice this man's worshiping. He's gone to Jerusalem to worship. And that's the place to go, to worship God. Amen. To worship him down at Jerusalem at the temple. And he had the right Bible. He had, amen, thank God, had the right Word of God. And the Word of God, amen, he had that. Isaiah, the prophets, he had the right Bible. And had the right intent to go, but he didn't worship. He went to worship. Amen. Had the right Bible to go. He went to the right place. You're in the right place to worship this morning. Amen. You might have a King James 16:11 Bible laying across your lap. Amen. But my beloved friend, are you going to worship? Are you going to worship him? Now let me stop long enough to say this. Worship ain't screaming and hollering. Amen. That's a praising God. Hallelujah. You praise God because you're shouting the victory. Hallelujah. And praising the Lord. Amen. But that's not worship. You know, sir. Amen. Worship is bowing before Jesus. And amen. And worshiping God. As we'll see in the scriptures. And we'll give you in a few minutes. Amen. In spirit and in truth. Amen. And so we see here. Amen. Come down. So he preached Jesus unto him. They preach Jesus unto him. Now turn with me to Matthew chapter number 11. Only I said to the kind of preaching that you need that'll help you worship. Amen. The kind of preaching that you need here. Amen. Then you can worship. Hallelujah. And worship the Lord. Certainly can. Matthew's gospel chapter number Matthew's gospel chapter number 11. There it is right there. Matthew's chapter number 11. We see here Jesus is talking about concerning one of the greatest preachers. That Jesus said, all is born of a woman greater than this preacher. John the Baptist. Hallelujah. And I'm glad he said he's the Baptist. Amen. Amen. God called him a Baptist. He didn't take, amen. Did nobody else name him a Baptist. God called him a Baptist. Amen. Right there. Amen. Well, why did he was in the back? Because he's doing what God said to do. Amen. That's the reason I'm a Baptist. I believe that's what the Bible teaches. A Baptist teaching, Baptist doctrine. Amen. But friend, that's the reason I'm a Baptist today. Somebody said, what would you be if you wasn't a Baptist? I'd be ashamed of myself. Amen. Hallelujah. Sir. Amen. Well, look at what it says in verse number 1 of chapter number 11. Look at verse number 1. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now, Jesus is going about teaching and preaching. Preaching the Word of God and teaching, amen, the Word of God. And as he goes out preaching, amen, but the Bible tells us, Paul talking to Timothy, I preach the Word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. We hear very little Bible preaching today. We hear psychology, philosophy, and what they think, but it ain't Bible. What I think don't mean one thing. It's what the Bible says it would mean something. Amen. My idea, my outline don't mean nothing. Amen. It's what God says. Amen. What God said. Amen. Yes, sir. Anybody got a good enough mental ability can put down an outline. And probably some of you ladies out there can probably do better than most of us preachers putting down one. Say amen right there. Huh? Amen. But it takes a preacher to preach. Amen. Say amen right there. Yes, sir. Amen. Yeah. All right. Well, look at what it says. So Jesus, he's preaching. He's teaching. Look at what it says. Now, when John had heard in the prison the works that Christ had sent, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, God, thou, he that should come, or do we look for another? As John, he's been preaching through. He was filled with the Holy Ghost before he got in this world from his mother's womb. And God anointed him, amen, before he got in this world. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's good. God's able to do that. Amen. I don't understand all of that, but God's able to do it. Amen. Man, he certainly is. I believe God knew before I got saved I'd be a preacher. Amen. I believe God, he knew what I'd do, what kind of message and what he had me to be doing as a preacher of the Word of God. Amen. I didn't know it. Hallelujah. People around me certainly didn't know it. Amen. And they couldn't believe I got saved. So let's be a preacher. Say amen right there. Hallelujah. And of course, I couldn't hardly believe myself. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. But God did. He saved me by his marvelous grace, and he called on John. All right, look at what he said. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, now here's what Jesus said, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. What are you hearing? If you're going to worship, you got to worship right. You got to worship according to what God says. And see, and the Bible said, number one, verse number three, number one, the blind receive thy sight. Amen. Blind people. Well, we were blind in the darkness.
Sure.
the gods of this world had blinded our eyes. We was in sin and darkness, walking around, groping around. Well, this Ethiopian eunuch, he's still in darkness. He done gone to worship at Jerusalem, had a copy of the Word of God, but he's still in darkness. He's blinded to him. But Peter, Philip, thank God, he got down the tree and he preached unto him Jesus. So Jesus wants people to realize that they are blind without hope. They are blinded in religion. And our vast problem across America, that blood thin is people are blinded in religion today.
Right.
And rather than living for God. Rather than living for God. They're blinded in religion. They got everything. Some think you got to talk in tongues. Some think you got to be baptized. Amen. Amen. I know, sir. Amen. They ain't got nothing to do with salvation.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Baptism has to do with following the Lord after you're saved.
Right.
The Word of God teaches you to do that.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Not one time Jesus said you had to be baptized in order to go to heaven. Right. See, amen. Right. Now, he followed the in believer's baptism, followed John in believer's baptism. John saw him coming one day and said, behold, the Lamb of God was taking away the sins of the world.
Amen.
And then Jesus said, it behooved us to fulfill all scriptures. Amen. And we go and be baptized. John said, well, me baptize you? Well, I should be baptized of you. Not me, but he said, let's fulfill all scriptures. So fulfilling the scriptures is to follow the Lord in believers' baptism. And that's being ducked all the way under. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God, down through my ministry, when somebody gets saved and I have to baptize them, amen. Amen. Most of the time, I'll tell them that I'm going to hold you under until you bubble a few times to make sure you're going to tithe when you come up. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. If you don't promise the time, brother, God to drown you while you're down there. Say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, amen. And most of them come out tithe and say amen right there. Amen. Yeah, amen. Well, amen. Baptism is the Bible. It's a thing. Amen. Yes, sir. It's a scriptural thing. Well, look at what it says. The blind receive thou sight. I didn't understand the Word of God. Didn't even love the Word of God. I picked up a few scriptures in my childhood from my parents. Amen. But I didn't know the Word of God. Amen. I didn't even care for the Word of God. Didn't have a Bible. Didn't want interested in having a Bible. Amen. When I got saved by God's grace, I was blinded to light. Amen. Yes, sir. As a boy, made a profession of faith, but I wasn't interested in God. Amen. Amen. Now, I get interested in God when I was wrecking a car, going rolling over down the road or something, or getting in trouble somewhere or another. Amen. And if I was afraid I was going to be hurt, I would call on God, but not because I wanted to worship Him, because I was scared I was going to die and go to hell. And I want to get God to get me out of the trouble I was in. And a lot of people run to an altar when they're in trouble and wanting God to get them out of that trouble. Not to worship Him. Amen. They don't come to worship Him. They just run to the altar because they want to get out of the trouble. Amen. Get out of the trouble they're in. And they're hoping God to get them out of it. Well, blinded. We being blind. Amen. Amen. To the things of this world. Well, we would take a long time there. Every work that Jesus done in healing people refers to how people get saved.
Right.
A blind Bartimaeus is sitting on the side of the road. Amen. He's blind. Amen. And that's how we are. We was blinded to the things of God.
Right.
And then he heard Jesus pass by and he cried out, son of David, have mercy upon me. Amen. And so, and they said, be quiet, be quiet.
Right.
I tell you what, I don't believe nobody could have held me back that night. Amen, brother. I mean, there were some pretty good men there. Amen. But I don't think they could have held me away from that altar that
amen.
Night. Amen, brother. Oh, hallelujah. So on a Thursday night, amen, a little bit at invitation time and then revival meeting on down at a little Baptist church in Virginia where God saved me. And I don't believe nobody held me back. Amen. God released the devil on me that night. He turned him loose. He had a hold to me. Sin had a hold to me. But I was coming out to Jesus, and he showed me by the Holy Ghost I was going to hell. I'm going to burn in eternity to hell that night. And thank God I made my way down to an old-fashioned altar and called upon the Lord, repented of my sin. My eyes got open. Now, if you'd asked me tonight, I got saved, to read one of these verses of Scripture, I couldn't have done it. Amen. Matter of fact, I couldn't even write my full name the night I got saved. I couldn't fill out an application for a job or anything. But I'm telling you, thank God, God opened my eyes that night.
Amen.
And opened my eyes. And He opened my eyes. And not only He opened my intelligence. Amen. Amen. I started learning something. Amen. Except the ways of the devil. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, and they received our sight. Now, this is true preaching of Jesus. This is true Bible preaching that, amen, calls people to worship Jesus.
Right.
Amen. Psychology and philosophy that 99% of the preaching going across this country is doing today. I calls you to worship Jesus. It'll give you emotions and it'll make you act like you're to worship Him. But it won't worship Jesus in your soul and in your heart.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Well, blinded eyes. Well, look at what else it says. He said, and make the lame walk. How many times did you say, I ain't going to do that no more?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that this week, coming weekend. Man, that was bad last week. I'm not going to do that. But hey, you couldn't do help yourself.
Right.
By Friday night, by the time you got your check in your pocket, you was making plans what you going to do Friday night.
Right.
Amen. That's all in the world to do the week. What you going to do? Amen. Say, well, yes, sir. Well, you couldn't walk with God. And you might have been religious, might have been in a church, but you didn't walk with God during the
right.
week. My brother friend walked with Him and fellowship with Him. Why? Because, brother, you're still lame. And brother Finn, lame, you're lame. You don't walk straight. Amen. You got to walk in the straight and narrow, the Bible says. We're to walk in the straight and narrow. God ain't got no curves in Christian living and walking with God. There's no curves in it. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, sir. It's straight walking. Straight walking. And I could get on another subject that most people don't want to hear about today. That's what the Bible says, for 2 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 1, that He works in us to bring us to perfection. He won't bring perfection. Say that word perfection around a lot of Baptists. They get all scared and shook up.
Yes.
But that Bible preaches that you be perfected.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Well, let me move on. I keep on getting these rabbits, but you keep throwing them out there. I'm a rabbit hunter. I'll shoot him. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Well, listen to what he says. He said, the lame walk and the lepers are cleansed. Woo! I can praise God right here. Sins forgiven.
Amen.
I didn't think I'd ever get forgiveness of my sin. Sin has such a hold of me, and I've done such some hellish and ungodly things. How could I possibly be clean? The Word of God had been preaching to me for 3 months. The preacher was faithful to preach the Word of God to me. And I said, oh, how in the world could I ever be clean? How in the world could leprosy be a type of sin? And Brother Fred, and you don't get cleansed of your sin. It ain't by joining the church. It ain't being baptized. It ain't Brother Fred turning over a new leaf. I found out turning over new leaves as bugs on leaving that news. Amen. You picked up. Amen. I'm telling you, oh, what you said, preacher? I'm sent today, but thank God I got cleansed that night. Hallelujah, Brother Shepherd. Hallelujah, brother. I got cleansed. I got cleansed. Oh, Brother Finn, I got clean, good inside, inside. Oh, yes, sir. Thank God the old burden of sin rolled away. I got above that altar, and Brother Finn, I got cleansed. I was cleansed, and I became a new creature in Christ Jesus that night. Became a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Amen. Behold, all things come new. Old things pass away. Hallelujah. And we, amen, become new creatures in Christ Jesus. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to knock these. I got to hit on some of these glasses. I'm going to bust that off the pieces for us. Amen. Brother Shepherd, and they've been on me all week at the marathon. Stop doing that. Stop doing it. Stop hitting. Stop hitting. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, amen. I tried. I honestly did try. But I catch myself doing it again. Amen. Well, anyway, amen. Well, sir, preacher, I'm telling you, amen. Well, thank God. Have you been cleansed? You ain't going to worship till you get cleansed.
That's right.
You're not going to worship God until you get clean. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, he said, here's the preaching that, here's what Philip preached to that Ethiopian eunuch. Here's what he preached. Look what Jesus said. Amen. He said, the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. Oh, thank God I got to hear in the Word of God.
Amen.
Deaf toward the Word of God. Deaf toward the things of God. My life was filled up with sin and ungodliness. And telling your brother, friend, this old world of flesh, even life filled up with television, amen, right there, Hollywood. But I'm glad, thank God. Now, I've preached down through the years, amen, against that television. I preach it so hard. Now, my most Baptist preachers won't even let me come to the church because I preach against it. Say amen right there. Amen. That's right. Closed out a lot of revivals for me. Closed out a lot. But it's still wicked. It ain't got converted. It's wickeder now than it's ever been since it was coming to the surf. Amen. Nakedness and ungodliness. Amen. Amen. But I'm glad I got to hear it. I got to hear it to be righteous. Be holy. I got to hear it. You need to be righteous and be holy. Thank God. Hey, a preacher is not preaching these things right here. He's not called of God. He's not leading people to worship. Oh, they can lead them to Brother Finn shout and praise and jump up and down the pew. But I'm telling you, that's in a condition in the heart that for a man and even before he can worship God. Amen. Amen. For you worship God. John chapter number 4. Amen. As Jesus goes by, said, I need to go by Samaria. I'm going to do it yet. I'm going to do it yet. Hallelujah. He says, Amen. I got to go by Samaria. He goes down there by the well. He said, I am. Amen. Here comes this woman down there. Amen. She draws some water. Jesus said, you knew what I give you to drink. Amen. Amen. You ask me a water.
Right.
Amen. She said, we worship. He said, we worship in this mountain. You say we ought to go to Jerusalem and worship. Amen. Jesus said, you worship, you know not what.
That's right.
And that's where people are at today.
Exactly
they
right.
Worshiping, but not what. They don't know what they're worshiping.
Right.
They think they're worshiping God.
Yep.
She's worshiping. That woman was worshiping. She said, oh, we worship here in this mountain. It's from Jacob. We worship where our forefathers left us. Hey, some of you worship with your dead father and mama left you instead of getting some good birth inside of your soul from Jesus.
Amen.
I got a precious dad that's in heaven. I got a precious mother that's in heaven. Both of them are there, and I'm looking forward to seeing both of them. And they've had all good intention, but they couldn't save me if they
that's
wanted
right.
to. As a matter of fact, hey, met a lot of times my dad and mama said to me, said, son, you ought to do better.
Yeah.
You ought to do this. So my aunts were saved. They get around. They said, Herbert, you ought to do better. Amen. Amen. I don't remember much of uncles taking sin or anything to. Most of them were just as weak as I was. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, they said, well, I wanted to do better.
Yeah.
But Brother Hall, I couldn't do no better.
Right.
Amen. Why, of course, I wasn't saved by the grace of God. Amen. I wasn't saved by God's marvelous grace. Well, he changed that woman. She said, but Jesus goes over and talked to her, and he said, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Spirit, now, that word truth, this is where I'm at this morning.
That's
truth.
Right.
True. A message that doesn't have to deal with sin and ungodliness in it. It's not Jesus preaching.
Right.
Amen. It's not Jesus preaching. Amen. Hey, this is what Jesus preached.
Right.
And he said you worship God when truth. Yes, sir. Well, this is kind of strange for what you might have been used to hearing. Hey, but it's the Bible. It's the Word of God. Even what God said. And it's still the same old kind of way. It's how I would say, we old-fashioned, are you? Hey, beloved friend, if you didn't get saved according to this old Word of God, this precious Word of God before me today, hey, you are not an old-fashioned Christian. Hey, beloved friend, you're not even a Christian if you didn't get saved by this Word of God. That's right. Amen. Well, look at what it says. Jesus said, they hear. I began to hear the Word of God. Amen. I was the night I got saved. There's a pack of Marlboro sticking in my pocket. Amen. There's alcohol at the house. Amen. But you know what? I said after I got saved, I still smoked a little bit, but it never did taste the same no more.
Yeah.
Alcohol never was the same no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. No, sorry. My blue friend. Now, I'm not like some people, and I wish I had been. I've heard testimony, give testimony. People say, I ain't smoked a cigarette since I'm out of God's sake. I ain't took a drop of liquor since I got saved. Well, I can't always say that. I have. I've not been there. I had not been there. But I tell you what, I ain't enjoyed sin since I've been saved. I ain't enjoyed no, ain't none of that wickedness since I've been saved by God's grace. Amen. See, man, right there. And it didn't take long for God to deal with it. Hallelujah. That's right. He get rid of it out of my life. He certainly did. He dealt with it and got it out of my life. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. It didn't take him 6 months to do it either. It didn't take him 2 years. Or some of these fellas say, well, they got saved, lived in sin for 20 years. I don't believe a live one burn of that. I don't believe one word. Somebody claimed they got saved and lived in sin for 20 years. I don't believe one word of that. I haven't enjoyed 1 minute of sin since I've been saved by the grace of God. I began to hate it. From the night I got saved, I began to hate any sin, any disobedience to the Word of God. I began to hate it in my life. Amen. So I said, well, look at what it says. Amen. And he says, and the dead are raised up. We was in dead in trespasses of sin, dead in our sins, living in our life, no worship. Amen. And the dead raised up. And the poor, how the gospel preached. I was poor that night. Amen. I might have had a little money in my pocket. Amen. Me and my wife built a home in 1969. Amen. Build a brick home in 1969. And in my community, if you do something like that, you're supposed to be a man doing well. Amen. Doing well. Amen. But boy, what I got to say, I was a poor man. I was poor and lost and then my sins on my way there. Nothing wrong with having a home. Nothing wrong with having a brick one. If you didn't use God's money to pay for it. But the curse of God's on if you use God's money to pay for it. Say amen right there. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Amen. Well, amen. Well, so the poor. Now, we just came through the Christmas. And I had all these pictures and people begging for money for this and begging money for that. We're going to help the poor. We're going to help raise money for children, give them some clothes. We're going to raise money for some families that's hungry, don't have no food and all that. Hey, those out there lost without God's whole lot more poor than they are. Children that don't have the gospel to them is a whole lot poorer than they are. Amen. Amen right there. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. If I knew somebody in my community that didn't have anything, I'd try my best to help them. But I ain't helping everybody else across the world because I don't know how they're living. See, amen right there. Amen. Yes, sir. They might be going to take what you give them and buy dope with it. Right. Amen. I've had street ministry, homeless ministry. Amen. In Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. My brother's friend. And we take food and clothing out there. And all they want most of the time, you got any money? And you're out here this week in the motel. Amen. I'm walking down the aisle in the motel. This fella comes up and he kind of catches up with me. Got long hair. Amen. Look like, and the Bible says a shameful man to have long hair. Say amen right there. The Bible ain't changed. It's still the same. Amen. Doesn't that nature itself teach you a shameful man to have long hair? When I got saved, preachers was preaching against wearing pants on women, breeches on women, and long hair on men, and against the television. Hallelujah. And it's still as wicked as it was back then. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, it's getting to be a fad now. Amen. Some man getting long hair. Some long hair. Some of you ladies sitting here. Say amen. It's abomination unto God. That's what it is. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, anyway, let me move on. But poor. Poor. He said the poor has the gospel. See, the poor receives the word of God. Amen. Where people get pretty wealthy in this world, they hard to reach. They hard to reach once they get pretty wealthy in this world. Amen. They believing in that, what they do. The reason these rich folks give all this money to charity at different times, because they get recognized by the world for doing it. Amen. I'm going to give mine to Jesus and God. And the world don't care nothing about what you gave to God for the marathon this week. The world think you're crazy for doing something like that. Taking your hard money and giving it. Hey, but if they don't think nothing of you, supporting the God gospel of Jesus Christ. Hey, they'll let you support some liberal, somebody won't preach anything and make you feel good while they'll preach it. But they don't care nothing about preaching. An old-time Baptist level living a preacher, amen, that's filled with the Holy Ghost, preaching the truth to you, amen. They don't care about that. They think you messed up. They think you messed up by going through the ice and snow and getting here this morning. Yeah. You're preaching. Amen. Now they'll go to their dance hall tomorrow. Yep. They'll go to their dance hall last night, probably. Amen. We go preaching. Oh, sir. Well, the poor has the gospel preached unto them. So the Ethiopian eunuch, he got Jesus preached unto him. Now this is what I believe. Amen. You might not agree with me, but I believe that Ethiopian eunuch, when he finished, he said, well, of course, and I won't get back to it, but he finished and said, and driving around a little bit further, said, well, so here, they passed a body of water. He said, there's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said to him, thou believest that Jesus Christ is, believest in Jesus, you can. He said, I believe that he's the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, get out of that chair. Come on down here. And he didn't get down and get a bowl full and sprinkle him. Oh, so he could get out of that chair and get down. And they both went down and went down into the water. And he put him all the way under. Hallelujah. Hey, that's scriptural baptism. All the way under. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Well, amen. Well, anyway, then I believe he went all down to Ethiopia. And I believe he started the first independent Baptist church down there. Amen. Yes, sir. He started an independent Baptist church down in Ethiopia. Hallelujah. They got the gospel. The Bible said the gospel has been preached all over the world. Amen. Some of them has rejected and God's cut them off. Some nations have rejected and God's cut them off. Amen. Amen. They cut off by God. Africa got cut off. Amen. Hallelujah. Missionaries goes over now. Amen. But then they may have a few converts. They ain't going to have a whole lot. Why? Because God cut them off years ago. Say, amen. Brazil, they may have a few here converts, but God cut them off long ago. Say amen to me. Hallelujah. And America is fastly being cut off by God, and very few people are saved in America now. Amen. Bible, and they're getting fewer and fewer every day. Amen. Why? Because God cut Solomon. Amen. But they've been killing the babies. I'm telling you, going on in America, and God hates that those that shed innocent blood, and none more innocent than a baby in his mother's womb. Amen. My beloved friend, that a baby is innocent blood, and God hates those that shed innocent blood, amen. And Solomites everywhere. See, amen. Now to recognize, now I got all this interracial marriage going on. Huh? God's against that too. Amen. You say, yeah, wait a minute, preacher. Well, God won't save. God might save some, but they'll be against that interracial marriage when He does. Why? Because God's against it. Amen. 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 Yeah. Now y'all can smile a little bit. Hallelujah. I'm preaching the Word of God. Amen. I'm preaching something I read in a psychology book. See, amen. Right there. Yes, sir. Kind ought to bring back after their own kind. Go out, y'all. A tree supposed to bring back its own kind. Apple trees will bring forth apples. Amen. They got these trees now. Five group amount of fruit on that one tree. That's not of God. It ain't supposed to be like that. But man messed that up. God didn't mess that up. Amen. They'd use it to interrace and mix the races. Yes, sir. Cut down the resistance very well. I'm telling you, I'm hitting stuff. Amen. But anyway, amen. Worship. That woman said we worship at the mountain. You said Jerusalem, but Jesus said you can't worship unless you worship in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth, amen. Then the Lord says here in the last part of this scripture, verse number 6, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. The Word of God don't offend true believers. Now, don't offend a Pharisee. Jesus had his problems with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sadducees and Brother Finn, all of them. Amen. But Brother Finn called he was truth. And he preached truth. Now, people that won't hear the truth and receive the truth, they're a Pharisee or a Sadducee. One of the two. Amen. Truth. Amen. Preaching truth. Truth is so important. It certainly is. It is so important. Truth is so important. It certainly is. Amen. The Word of God. Amen. I'm glad for the truth in the Word of God. His holy Word certainly so. Hey, turn with me back to Acts chapter number 8. Acts chapter number 8. Here's another man that didn't get the truth, but he was worshiping. He's true. He thinks he had it. Acts chapter number 8. Amen. And, amen. Verse number 10. They're having a big meeting Acts chapter number 8, verse number 10, having a big meeting. There was a certain disciple of Damascus named Ananias. Let's see, not anywhere I really want to be. Amen. 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 I'm in chapter 9. Excuse me. No one ain't where I ought to be. Amen. Here we go. Acts chapter number 8 and verse number 9. Acts chapter number 8, verse number 9. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people, amen, of Samaria. And I got a lot of people using sorcery and bewitching people today. I could call a few names of them. Say amen. Amen. That's right. That's Holstein. They're telling Texas. It's one of them. Say amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I'd call a few more of them. Yes, sir. Well, they were using stuff to bewitch the people and of Samaria, giving out to himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man has the great power of God. What? They said he had the great power of God. How many preachers we know of today to know we know the truth, and they claim they got the great power of God? Amen. Amen. These great powers of God upon them. I'm telling you, and they claim they can heal, bring people from the dead. They claim they can heal people and all this stuff. Amen. But when they died, then nobody raised them up, and they didn't get up either. Say amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree. Well, he had great power. They thought he had the power of God upon him. He thought he had great power of God. Yes, sir. And the people thought he had great power of God. But amen. Watch what it says. To whom they also gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man great power of God. Amen. And to him they had regard, because for a long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. But when they believed Philip's preaching and the things concerning the kingdom of God, amen. What he believes Philip's preaching and the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, that they were baptized, both men and women. And Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with the apostles, with Philip, and wondering and beholding the miracles and the signs which he done. And now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard of Samaritans having received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, and who, when they came, and who were come down, prayed them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. And as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they that were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then laid they their hands upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost. When you get saved, you'll receive the Holy Ghost. You're sealed by the Holy Ghost today. I don't need a preacher to lay his hand on me. When I got saved, I was sealed automatically.
Amen.
Amen. And they say, come and let me lay my hands on you and you'll feel. And they followed in the flow, walk around in the flow and all this thing. Get up and said they filled with the Holy Ghost. And a word of that soul. And a word of that, so amen. Yes, sir. I ain't got time. I'll talk to you about it after church if you want to. Then Simon was saw through laying on of the hands of the apostles, the hands of the Holy Ghost was given unto them. Watch it. And money said, give me also this power that whoso I lay hands that they may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be a purchase with money. Are you trying to buy your way to heaven?
Right.
Are you trying to buy your way into worship? He thought so. But he said he was going to purge with his money.
Right.
Then he asked for prayer. That Peter would pray for him.
Right.
Amen. Well, and that's good to ask a preacher to pray for you, but you better be able to pray for yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Being praying for yourself. Amen, Brother Finn. So Philip, he opened, Brother Finn, his mouth and began at the same scriptures to preach unto them, unto him, Jesus. Hallelujah. And of course, the rest of the scripture tells you, that chapter tells you what happened, amen, to the Ethiopian eunuch. But there's those in the scriptures I pointed out to you this morning. They worship him, but they didn't know what. Let me ask you this morning. You know what you're worshiping? Are you worshiping anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ? That's the reason you won't be faithful. That's the reason you don't want to be true. That's the reason you don't want to give up your money. Say amen right there. Amen. Amen. Yeah. God, I'm like the preacher, like Brother Jones, James Jones, down there in Harmon, Tennessee. Brother James said, oh boy, come out of the mountains down there at his church one Sunday night. Come up, amen. And come to the altar and got saved. He got saved that Sunday night. God saved him. And so he got up off the knees from getting saved and asked Brother Jones, can I get baptized? And Brother Jones said, baptized tonight? He said, yeah, I want to get baptized tonight. He said, don't you want to go home and change clothes or something? Come back. We'll prepare here at the church to baptize you. Come. He said, no, sir. I want to get saved tonight. Okay, yeah. So he asked the song leader to sing a few songs while they filled up the baptism and got ready to baptize him. Amen. And they were going to baptize him. Amen. And so a while he got him up out of the baptism, they started to get down in the water. Brother Jones said to him, don't you want to take your water out of your pocket? He said, I got saved tonight in this pocket. I want to be baptized in these clothes. And my billfold was in my pocket when I got saved. And I want to get baptized with my billfold in my pocket to get baptized. Hallelujah. Hey, we need some folks to get the billfold baptized. Say amen right there. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. Thank God. We certainly do. Hallelujah. So he baptized him. And as far as I heard, last I heard from him, he was a faithful member of the church there. Amen. Harmon Baptist Temple. He's saying, preacher, I said to you this morning, are you sure you worship Jesus in truth?
Amen.
Are you sure you worship? Thank God for a pastor to spend years here to preach you the truth.
Amen.
Most of you probably, a lot of you were converted underneath of his ministry.
Right.
Amen. Thank God. I got as much confidence in Brother Hall and Brother Shepherd. Amen. I'd almost be willing to argue about their salvation, their confidence in God, as I would about mine.
Amen.
But yet, I still don't know. Amen.
Right.
I got all the confidence. Right. They've been my friends for years. Hallelujah. Amen. But I got confidence in them, but I still don't know.
Right.
And you really don't know. I got a good wife. Amen. It's followed me down through the years. We travel all over this country. Amen. About the time she get the pictures on the wall, she says, it's time to move again.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And she's followed me every which way, states, and followed me too. And all I'm telling you, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and she's been faithful, but I don't know. I think she's saved.
Right.
If you ask me, I say, yeah, she's saved, but I don't know. I'm the only person that knows for sure that I'm saved.
Amen.
Now, good dad and good mama professed Jesus Christ. My daddy said he got saved as a wicked man when he was 35 years old. Mama said she got saved. She was a 12-year-old girl. Amen. Amen. And both of them tried to live a godly life before me. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, hallelujah. I'm looking forward to meet them in heaven, but I ain't confident all the way that they're there. Amen. I'm looking forward. I believe I'm going to see them in heaven, but they might not be there. Because there could be something that kept them from trusting Jesus. Are you sure this morning that you trust worshiping Jesus in truth?
Amen.
In truth of who he preached Jesus unto them. Not the Jesus that you hear of today. Paul said, if any man come unto you preaching any little doctrine that I'm preaching, any little Jesus that I preach unto you, let him be an anathema. It is a cutoff.
Right.
Yeah, preaching any other Jesus other than I preach to you. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, I've done what God wants me to do this morning. Now we'll let Brother Rick strained it all out. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, anyway, we are sitting preaching. Amen. I'm telling you today, so many people are deceived by radio preachers, TV preachers. Amen. Yep. That do not know God.
Yep.
Amen. It's good to honor the man of God and love the man of God and follow the pastor that God gives you. We got people that got jobs. They more scared of the boss man than they are the man of God that God gives them. Say amen. Amen. Women got these jobs. And they more scared of a man, a job boss man than they are their husband. They'll obey their boss man before they obey their husbands and claim they're saved and believe the Bible. Say amen.
Yes,
but that Bible says she should obey her husband.
Amen.
Amen. She didn't say obey a boss man.
Right.
Say amen. It gets tight when I get to preaching like this. Hallelujah. Amen. Right. I'm glad, thank God, my wife knows how to make good sausage gravy to make the stuff they sell. There it goes. Make the stuff they sell. Amen. And these Hardee's and McDonald's and that stuff. That little weak stuff. I mean, ain't nothing but hard little warm milks. Amen. Right there. Hallelujah. Amen. She knows how to make sausage gravy. Hallelujah. Amen. Biscuits, thank God, make you want to overwhelm. And sop your way to death. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Brother Shepherd. I didn't mean to do that. Amen. Slide it off. But anyway, amen. Well, you said, but she's fed me good down through the years.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The average girl to get today, going to get married. Amen. All she knows do to try to get the husband to take her to McDonald's. That's all she knows. Amen. One preacher, he was in the restaurant eating. They gave him like a Cracker Barrel or something. They gave him a good cup of biscuit. And if they finished eating, he'd get that biscuit, start wrapping it up. They said, "What are you wrapping that up? What are you going to do?" He said, "I'm going to take it home, show it to my wife, so she'll know what one is." Amen. 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 Well, amen. How about it? Amen. Stand to your feet, heads bowed, and eyes closed. Are you sure you're worshiping Jesus in truth? Young people, it's just not religion.
That's right.
Religion, when you get of age, will take you back to religion without Jesus will take you back to the world.
Yep.
It'll take you back to the world. It'll take you out in the world where you've never been. But it'll take you out there if you don't have Jesus in your heart. It'll take you out there if you don't have Jesus there. Young people, you better make sure you're worshiping Jesus.
Yes.
Are you here because of mom and daddy? Mom and daddy come to church, I gotta come too. Well, my boys had to come too. Amen. They had to come. Well, we didn't ask the question, are we going to church? Hallelujah. I can't remember ever saying, are we going to church today? Hallelujah. We got up and went to church. You care what the weather was or nothing there. We going to church. Why? Because I worship Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Young people, are you sure? You're not worshiping daddy's religion, mama's religion. Are you sure you worship what you have? Are you worshiping Jesus today? Are you where Father take the message, use it for your glory? Save some soul and help some saint this morning. In Jesus' holy name we pray and ask it. Amen. Amen. Brother Doug, who's going to lead? Brother Shepherd, you come. Whatever. Hallelujah.